This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. British Prime Minister Theresa May's third attempt to get her Brexit divorce deal with the European Union through Parliament failed today. The final vote was 286 in favor, 344 against. The opposition Labour Party is floating the idea. May has no choice but to resign to pave the way for a general election. Party leader Jeremy Corbyn.
We need to get a better deal. The country deserves a better deal, and I'm convinced that a better deal can be negotiated. And if members decide, the chance for people to have a final say. If we cannot do that on Monday, then I ultimately, and many others would agree with me, say no alternative other than having a general election to decide who rules this country in the future.
Prime Minister May had a far different message for Parliament.
It should be a matter of profound regret to every member of this House that once again we have been unable to support leaving the European Union in an orderly fashion.
The Wall Street Journal reports that an anti-stall system was activated on the Ethiopian Airlines Boeing 737 MAX 8 before it crashed earlier this month, with a loss of 157 lives. The paper says its sources were people who were briefed on investigators' initial conclusions on the accident. The crash in Ethiopia was similar to another doomed MAX 8 flight in Indonesia in October, when all 189 on board died just minutes after takeoff. Boeing says it's close to completing a software upgrade to the anti-stall system of its now grounded MAX fleet. South Korea announced Friday President Moon Jae-in will travel to the United States next month for a summit with President Trump on the stalemate in North Korean nuclear diplomacy. He's expected to push a resumption of the nuclear dialogue with Pyongyang. Moon will be in the U.S. on April 10th and 11th. This is VOA News. Pope Francis has issued sweeping new sex abuse legislation for Vatican personnel and